Celebrate today the Feast of the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the birthday of Our Lady. Saints have, along the centuries, written many meditations, many discourses, many homilies on this mystery, on this feast, and still not enough has been said. A lot could be said, a lot more could be said. Today we'll focus just on one brief reflection, which shines forth in this feast, and that is the fact that at her birth, at the moment of her birth, and more precisely, more correctly, even at the moment of her conception, Our Lady was already in sanctity, far beyond in sanctity. She surpassed not only all the angels, not only all the saints, but all the angels and saints put together. At her birth, Our Lady surpassed in sanctity all the angels and saints put together, those who have ever lived up to now and those who will ever live, no matter how holy they might be. And this isn't just something that we say, you know, a pious exaggeration to really get the point of across that Our Lady is really holy, and it's, you know, and we use this hyperbole to get the point across. No, it's theologically precise to say that Our Lady, at any point of her existence, surpassed in sanctity all the other angels and saints put together. And why? Because in a way, we can say that Our Lady's sanctity was not above that of others simply in quantity, but in quality. Not only in quantity, not only numerically, if we could use this simile, but in quality. How? While we, all of us, are constituted in the order of grace, by sanctifying grace, we become God's adoptive children. Our Lady, by grace, enters the order of the hypostatic union. She becomes God's mother. While we are God's children, she becomes God's very mother. And our Lord, being able to choose his mother, obviously made her the most perfect mother possible, the most perfect human creature possible. That's why when we say that her sanctity exceeded far by leaps and bounds all that the sanctity of all the other angels and saints put together, we mean it, and it's theologically true. And St. Thomas Aquinas says that Our Lady's fullness of grace, because in the end, what is sanctity if not fullness of grace? Our Lady's sanctity was threefold: sanctity in soul, sanctity in body, and fullness of grace, rather, fullness of grace in soul, fullness of grace in body, and fullness of grace for the common benefit. In soul, because she was never stained by any sin, not even by a debt to sin. Fullness of grace in body, because her body was free from any defect, any consequence of original sin, because from her body, the body of our Savior, of our Lord, had to come. And a fullness of grace for the common benefit for us, because just as our Lord, her son, wanted to give to Our Lady all that he himself, as a loving son, wanted to receive from her. That's a human nature, and even Our Lady's virtues, which he, as a human, his human nature goes, he wanted to acquire and learn from his mother. All the gifts of nature that he gave to Our Lady, he wanted to receive from her. So he gave to Our Lady all that he wants us to have and all that he wants us to receive from her, and that is grace. That is grace. Our Lord constituted Our Lady full of grace for us as well. He made her full of grace for the common benefit. So this teaches us today and makes us pray to our Lord today to become, that we become, in his following his example and in imitation of him, loving sons and daughters of Mary, who is full of grace for our benefit. And that grace which our Lord wants to see us partakers of, he wants us to have through Mary and in no other way. So let us ask today Our Lady for grace, for that grace which she is full of, and for that grace according to which she is our mother. Either we will have it through her mediation, or we will not have it at all. Either we will have that grace which our Lord wants us to be partakers of, either we will have it through Mary, or we will not receive it at all. Praised be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.